Hey, you found the Bear Rugs, a quirky duo of podcasters clawing at you three times a week. On Mondays, we talk, banter, and ramble about a multitude of topics. Wednesdays are reserved for Ask a Bear Rug. We take the spiciest questions from our listeners, so be sure to hop on the site and send us a few. Fridays, we save those for movie and television series reviews. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to the den. What's up, everyone? I'm James.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we're the Bear Rugs. Grab a chair, kick back by the fire.
If you have either of those things.
And grab a drink.
Ideally alcoholic.
And let the sweet, dulcet tones of the Bear Rugs fill your head.
We really appreciate you guys tuning in. And without further ado, let's get into it.
All right. So we got quite a bit we want to talk about on today's episode. But before we started, we thought it'd be important to give a little shout out to some of our real ones out there.
Right, right. First up, we've got Darren Wells. We couldn't thank him enough. He is the designer that actually designed the cover of our podcast. And couldn't appreciate him more. I couldn't design my way out of a paper bag. So thank you, Darren Wells.
And his biggest charge for that was a dinner at a bar or something, right?
Yeah. So. A dinner and a couple of beers. And of all things, I blank check, and he picked chicken strips. So thank you for that too, Darren.
Ayo. Obviously, I have to shout out my boy Fresh Nika, Fabian. You've always been there. You always have my back like a butt crack.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. You, Fabian is helping us with some additional graphics modifications and things like that, which is great. We're going to be putting up our socials and everything on the site. So, you know, shout out to Fabian. That's my boy.
Use all the help we can get. And last, I'm going to give a shout out to Bailey Lowe. She's done a few hand-drawn drawings. She's an amazing sketch artist, and we'll be using those for special occasions moving forward as well. So thank you, Bailey.
And she also has given Jeremy the permission to actually come out here every Saturday, even though he's got a family, and hang out with a grown man child. So that's pretty cool. Thanks, Bailey.
Thanks, Bailey.
And lastly, we also want to thank you guys for listening. We don't know what we're doing with this yet. We're just kind of playing jazz, but all the feedback that we've had so far has been great. If you guys do notice anything or have any suggestions, we are very receptive to hearing what you guys are thinking. I have just added a feedback tab to the website, thebearrugs.com. So you can hop in there. You can leave us a little feedback. Be sure to put your email. We also have an email newsletter in there, and eventually we'll be sending some of that stuff out to you. So, yeah.
Yep. Everybody get on there. So we're going to try something a little bit new on this episode and see if it sticks. We're going to do it for at least the next two episodes. So on that feedback note, please say what you think about these. We're going to do a couple soda reviews of just random interesting or gross looking or delicious sodas we found. And what do you think of the looks of the one tonight, James?
Yeah, so we have a little grocery store not too far away. They literally have, I mean, an entire wall of just crazy sodas. So if this ends up translating pretty well, obviously in audio only, I don't know. But the one we're going to try today is called Moxie. It's the original elixir. It's got like a dude that kind of looks like he's like from Fallout 3. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's got a 50s vibe to it. Like, yeah. This is the guy that dads back then wanted to, he wanted them to take their daughters to the sock hop.
Like, I will say it also, the caption at the top of it is distinctively different. It's like a bright orange sticker. I like the vibe. It looks cool. They jarred it in a glass bottle, which
retro,
is nice.
Very retro.
Jeremy also mentioned that I shouldn't sniff this, but should we?
Yeah, I made the mistake of smelling it before this. We like to try to go into things blind so we can get our initial reactions. But yeah, I made the mistake of smelling it when I opened it, and it's not great. Well, I'll let James describe
should
what
I
he thinks.
It?
Yeah, sniff it first. Okay, let me know what you think.
Let me give it a little sniff here.
While he's sniffing it, I'm going to note that apparently this was established in 1884, and I'm sure there's somewhere at some point on the timeline someone who likes this stuff. I can't imagine that I'm going to, but
I'm going to be honest. I don't know about you. I kind of like the smell. It smells a little bit like licorice and root beer, if that makes sense. That's what I'm getting.
So I know you're kind of a tough boy when you get sick and you don't really probably take a whole lot of medicines or go to the doctors or anything, but this smells like codeine cough syrup as somebody that runs to the doctor every time they get sick.
Well, if coding cough syrup tastes like licorice and root beer, your boy might be switching to cough. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. We ready?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Bon voyage. 3, 2, 1, go.
Not as bad as I thought. Not as bad. Not good.
Oh, dude, that is. Oh, my God.
Oh, the aftertaste slaps you. The aftertaste
is savage. Oh, my God. So it comes at you like root beer. You're like, ooh, yummy root beer. And then you're like, oh, my God, it is. You were absolutely right, dude. It tastes like cough syrup, like the aftertaste. Ugh.
Yeah, it starts off like a cola root beer hybrid.
Oh,
man. And you're like, oh, that's decent. And then after you swallow it, it's like hazardous waste.
Now, it is called Moxie, right? And to be moxious is to be like very charismatic, right? So maybe.
Yeah, you got Moxie.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cuts, buddy. So maybe if we drink a whole bottle, we'll actually be pretty charismatic.
I'm sure we'll find out. I mean, let's just sip on it throughout this thing.
I'm going to be honest. If I saw this in the store, I'm pretty sure I would get like PTSD and be like, don't buy that. It's rough. I'm going to take another little draw here.
I'm going to drink the whole thing.
I mean, of course you got to.
Oh, well, the other day I got a can of a drink called grass jelly, and that was the first drink in a long time I wasn't able to finish. Right. It was literally like just sweet water with little chunks of gelatinous grass in it.
Gee, that's gross.
It was rough.
Yeah, dude, it's cough syrupy. It's that, like, going down, it's okay. You get, like, it's kind of weird. You get, like, careful slamming that down, too. You get, like, three little, what am I trying to say? You get, like, three initial flavors right off the bat. Like, it's, like, root beer, and then I want to say, like, cherry. Like, it's kind of cherry-ish a little bit, and then it's, like, licorice, and then it's, like, the aftertaste, cough syrup, straight up cough syrup, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the ingredients list doesn't give me any indication of what might be in it as far as flavors, but I think it's starting to give me a Stockholm syndrome a little bit. Like I'm falling in love with my captor. It's growing on me as I drink it.
It says phosphoric acid, dude.
Good.
That's what you need for your Moxie, dude.
Love it.
Little phosphoric acid. We're gonna take another draw here. Baking soda.
Does it say it has baking soda in it?
I'm getting bacon. Like, have you ever had a Charlie horse? Like, you get, like, a really bad Charlie horse?
It's been a while, but yeah.
Oh, man. And so you, like, try to rub it, and your eyes are, like you're crying. It's just bad. Mm-hmm. My uncle, he used to get them really bad, and he would mix baking soda and water, and he'd slam that back immediately. He said it immediately stopped it. I could never do it. I don't like the taste of baking soda. I just rub it in anguish and pain.
Well, okay. Yeah. That's
so out of 10, what do you rate your... I mean, should we give it a little, let it simmer?
Sure, why not? Why not?
I'm going to tell you right now, for me, it's a 3 out of 10.
Okay, so that's what I started at, maybe a 2 or a 3. But like I said, it's growing on me.
Not me. My thing is, like, there's probably a lot of sugar in this, right? What do we got?
Almost certainly. I'm giving it like a 6 out of 10, actually. Because it's doubled on me. It's growing on me. Like I said, Stockholm 30. Syndrome. Like, you're trying to hurt me, but I like you now.
Yeah, so 12 fluid ounces, so the whole bottle is one serving, which is good. Hats off to them for that, not doubling down. But 37 grams of sugar, and it tastes like this, dude. Hard pass.
Well, something I didn't notice till just now, the classy 50s young man on the bottle is pretty intensely staring and pointing directly at you.
Yeah, he does have a bit of a hostile vibe. And it's not like a regular point. His hand is like clawed. It's like he's got the index finger out, but he's like clawed.
He's tense. He's adamant that you drink his Moxie.
Yeah, he's like, take it down, boy.
Phrasing.
Golly gee willikers, you better take it. I don't know what they sounded like in the 50s. You better drink that, brother. And they didn't say brother. Give me a 50s. Give me a 50s impression.
Ah, man, I wouldn't. Hey, buddy, drink this drink.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I don't know. Hey, I don't buddy, know. That might be 40s.
You had your Moxie today. I always go Brooklyn.
Hey, drink this Moxie drink or I'm going to really punch you.
What are you? You one of them beatniks? Something.
You too good for the Moxie?
Get him out of here. All right.
That was horrible. I actually regret the last 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's okay. For me, it's a 3 out of 10. Don't get it. It's called Moxie. If you want to try it yourself, it's called Distinctively Moxie, distinctively different original elixir.
distinctively different.
If they, oh, see, I did it too. You see how when it like hits the table, it's like really loud. Okay. Anyway. All right. So moving forward,
Next thing. I'm excited about this with you in particular, since you're such a big gamer.
What a boy.
So I, I downloaded off of Xbox Game Pass a game called My Friend Peppa Pig, and it, by every standard, is intended not just for small children, but I'm convinced 2.5 to maybe 4.5 year olds. Like, it's for gamers that are younger than I thought would be gamers. And I played it for the single shameful goal of, I've never, with the exception of one game that I cooperatively played with James on PlayStation 4, Knack.
We platinumed
it on co-op. I've never gotten all the achievements or a platinum trophy, whether it be Xbox or PlayStation. And so I saw the trophy list for Peppa Pig. And I was like, hey, I could probably do that. And I did. It took me about an hour and a half, and I got 1,000 gamer score on My Friend Peppa Pig. And I will defend myself by saying that it's a clinic in patience. Like, it was easy, like, physically, but you want to quit so many times. You're like, why am I doing that? Like, this isn't worth it. This isn't worth 1,000 gamer points. Because it's literally two buttons. It's right stick and A. That's all it is. The whole game.
Not that out. Right's not even left stick?
Left stick and A. Right stick and A would be awkward.
Okay. I was going to be like, dang, that's
maybe because of the
kid.
Tiny hands.
But yeah, yeah.
For yeah, no, it's left stick and A. And it's literally just like, walk out of the house, fly a kite. You walk up to this kite, you press A, and it goes up, and you walk back and forth, and then you press A, and it comes back down. Or, like, gather grandma's chickens, and you walk up to a chicken, it prompts you to press A, you press A, you grab the chicken, you walk it. It's like a 2D side-scroller. You walk it back, and it's just a little mundane task like that. Build a snowman. Press A to grab each individual piece of him. You have to go find a carrot nose, and you have to go find a button eyes. And
all right. Was there story progression? Like, did you watch cutscenes and they were like, way to go, Peppa Pig. You made a really good snowman there.
It has like the shortest cutscenes I've ever seen. So anytime you interact with something, it triggers like a tiny cutscene. So like you go up to Daddy Pig and he talks to you like in real game time, like, oh, hi, how are you guys doing? And then it prompts you to press A to continue the conversation. If you press A, it gives you like 15 seconds of, hey, so your little brother lost his dinosaur. Can you go find it? And then you walk into the next room and it's like on the couch and it prompts you to press A. And then as soon as you hit it, you don't even have to bring it back sometimes. It literally just triggers like the brother runs in and goes, like, oh, you found it.
Oh, my bear. Thank you so much.
80 gamer score.
Wow.
Yeah.
The shame.
But here's where you're going to have something to say about the whole thing. Playing a game that easy, and you know how I love easy games. Yeah. A game that easy made me start thinking, and I don't know why my head went here. I think I want to play Elden Ring now, and I think I might be mildly successful at it. I need to go from one extreme to the other right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure the 180 degree flip too. I will say Elden Ring is an amazing game, but if you're... If you have trouble with the combat system in general, you're going to have a lot of trouble. Like, you're going to be grinding, dude. You're going to be like, you're going to find a little spot. You're just going to have to collect like 1,000 souls, or, you know, way more than 1,000. But just for example, you go through, you do a run of 1,000 souls. You sit at the campfire, you get back up, you do it again until you can purchase enough, stats to actually be able to fight like the bigger bosses. But, it is fun. There's what's so interesting about that game is there's a lot of situations, especially in boss fights, because you're trying to learn like the different attacks of the bosses and like really good timing, and also try to figure out like what's really effective on them, right? And once you start doing that, you get his health bar down, and then all of a sudden it completely changes. And so you have to like relearn new patterns because it's like, oh, his attacks are different now. And then he'll come in with some of the old attacks that you don't remember, right? And so that second phase, you end up getting murdered, right? You just get obliterated. So you have to go back to the boss. You have to remember the entire first phase, right? Get it down to an art. Then you have to work on the second phase again. And let's say you get the second phase done. Then the third phase hits you and you're like, oh my gosh. But the music is amazing. Everything. I don't know if it's Peppa Pig level though. I haven't played Peppa Pig, so I can't.
Don't.
You're saying 2D side scroller?
Don't do it.
How big was the map? What are we talking here?
It's 2D ish. Like it, your character cannot move on the 3D plane. Like there's things in the background and things in the foreground that you interact with.
Oh, like Paper Mario. Did you play Paper Mario?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's okay. it's kind of like that. Yeah, but Moxie.
Oh, you're still, I took another draw, dude.
It's not as artfully done as Paper Mario. Okay, it's I don't know. It probably more like along the lines of like a South Park Stick of Truth that you can't actually go back and forth in, but that art style almost. Okay. Well, it's the same art style as the TV show Peppa Pig. Yeah, you probably have never had a reason to watch that.
I mean, I've walked by Nick Jr. when I was at somebody's house. I'm like, this is the scariest looking. Like, that's nightmare fuel. That, to me, the way those pigs are drawn is just scary.
Yeah, they don't. Put a whole lot of effort into that.
Why are both eyes on the screen? You know what I mean? It's looking at you, but its nose is turned to, I don't know.
Both
it's
nostrils weird. Are too.
I don't know. If you saw that in real life, I guarantee you, you'd be terrified.
My favorite thing about Peppa Pig, the show, is there's an episode called Mr. Skinny Legs, and it's about spiders.
Okay.
Well, in the episode, in the UK, there's no poisonous or venomous spiders. Okay. And so the show made this episode where the kids are scared of spiders, and the dad shows them, like, oh, no, look, it's just Mr. Skinny Legs. He's okay. And so the kids go on to, like, play with the spider and befriend it. Oh, well, okay. That got some kids in Australia, where the show was also aired, into a spot of trouble.
A little spot of trouble, bruv.
And so they actually had to stop airing that specific episode in Australia because there were children like approaching funnel web spiders, like, oh, Mr. Skinny Legs, and
trying to scoop them up.
They're deadly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
funnel
yeah.
webs are deadly? I didn't know that.
If you don't seek medical treatment, but
I would mess you up.
I looked it up recently because for work I might have to go to Australia, so I was just curious. No one's died from a bite in like 50, 60 years or something like that, but that's just because the anti-venom for them is like everywhere.
Yeah, it's easy to get.
Like dude, just random little clinics. You're just like funnel web and they're just like stab and then you're good.
The way people have house cats, I've seen like in their basement, they'll have, or you know, just chilling out on the wall. They'll have like, you know, freaking, have you seen those? Like spiders, like the size of your head, just chilling out because they deal with the rodents and stuff. And they're just like, they're cool with it.
Why not?
I like spiders. I don't squish them when I see them. I just try to, if they look really scary, I just let them outside. But if they're vibing and doing their own thing, I don't mess with them. I saw a video that said, to a spider, like when a spider sees you, it's like the equivalent of if we were walking around and a house started moving, right? It's just something big in the background is moving. They don't even like equate it to like, they're not even interested in it. You know what I mean?
Right. But the only reason they have any contact with you is incidental. And yeah. The only reason they would ever bite is like, oh man,
they're scared.
You're squishing me to death. Yeah.
They look scary as a defensive mechanism, but I don't think they're actually that scary personally,
not at all. So last thing I'll say about my friend Peppa Pig is it could loosely be described as open world. There's no narrative, and it's just kind of like run around Peppa's world doing activities.
But
and
it's
there's also no way. I 100%ed it. I did everything you could do in the world.
There's no way you can miss it.
There's no way you can miss it, and you can just go around and do everything in whatever order you want, and then there's no way to make the credits roll. You have to like look at the credits separately, like from a different menu, because you cannot beat the game.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. So
do you just play as Peppa the whole time?
No. You create a character. There's a semi-robust little character creator. You make your own little, like, you get to pick the animal and the
color. You don't have to be a pig. What'd you go with?
I went with a fox.
Of course you did. I was going to say fox, dude.
I went with a fox that was like a light gray color with like a purple one piece like swimsuit thing on, and then like one of those like Moroccan hats that like the red round ones.
Like a fez?
I wore a fez with a tassel.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what the character looked like. But anyway, unless you're listening to this and you have kids, you probably give a shit less about all this. So I'll move on to one of the other things that made me think, man, maybe I could do Elden Ring and just be, besides the absolute disgust of having just played Peppa for an hour and a half.
Do not kill the cringe inside of you. kill that which cringes.
Okay. You should have seen when Bailey actually walked into the house. Uh-huh. Like, she was out doing something. She came in and I was playing it, and she just kind of like chuckled and stood there and was like, are you playing Peppa Pig? I was like, I am. And then I explained the whole gamer score thing. I'm like, I've never completed a game. And she's like, okay.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Walked off.
All right, buddy.
But when
shaking
I,
her head, dude.
When I was in ninth or 10th grade, on the original Xbox, Ninja Gaiden, by all accounts, a very tough
spicy
game.
Yeah.
Only game I've ever thrown a controller because of. And what? It was because of a boss that I probably took me 30 tries. And after every five or so, I'd toss the controller. Luckily, it never broke. But I ended up beating it, and it was, it's considered one of the hardest games ever. So I'm like, maybe if I had the patience for that, I could have the patience for
Elden Ring.
I'll
tell you what, if you do end up having the patience for Elden Ring, it'd be extremely rewarding. There's a reason it won Game of the Year.
Right. And that's what, there's several things drawing me to it. Yeah. I know for a fact, like you said, grinding, I did a little bit of research, and I know for a fact, and I do this in every game. It's got you have a leveled character.
Yeah.
I'll go into an area, and if there's enemies that are set levels, places it's not scaling, which
static.
Is the case with Elden Ring.
Yeah.
If I walk into an area and I see like a level 16 guy stalking around, I leave until I'm like 22, and then I come back. I never want a fair fight.
Oh,
and so I would do the same thing in Elden Ring. I would go do everything I could possibly do at my level, and then I'd come back when I was overpowered. I know it's still difficult when you do that.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, here's the thing, dude. If you have to be on your toes. I mean, obviously, having a higher health pool, you have more rooms for mistakes. But the thing about Elden Ring is, like, you might be four levels higher than something, but if it gets its combo off, it's going to dunk you. It doesn't matter. You're going to get dunked. So it's like, you still have to be on your toes. Me, I'm a little bit of a rat in pretty much any games I play. Rat being, I try to hide and take the opportune moments. Gotcha. But, so I definitely would find areas that had, very difficult enemies to fight, like one-on-one, but I would figure out a path, like stealth wise, to just try to stealth kill them all. But yeah. That's so you would still, there's still a chance that you would still get doinked, but,
yeah, I might try it.
I think you should try it though. I really do. It's not on Game Pass. Mm-mm. I don't think, speaking of Game Pass though, you should definitely do Hi-Fi Rush, man. You got to get on it. You got to play Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah. The soundtrack looks phenomenal. I like that. And okay. Like you said, it's not a long game. But the one thing, and
hold on, don't get me wrong. It ain't no Peppa Pig. All right. You can't wear no Speedos as a fox. Actually, when you beat the game, you can play it on difficulty plus, which is, I've started playing Harry Potter, so I haven't done it, but you can actually change how your character's clothes look. And you end up getting like a little group of boys and girls with you to help you, do stuff in the game. And they're used in the puzzle elements too. It's got puzzle elements. It's got fighting. It's got a banging soundtrack. It's all beat related. So you're just vibing. You got to try it, dude. Yeah, try it.
So a couple things kept me from trying it. One, like you said, it's beat related, and
you can't feel the beat.
I ain't got the rhythm, James.
Let it pump in your chest, dude. Boom.
I'm
boom.
Not even certain my heart beats on time. and I know there's an option in the game to just auto
visual.
Stay on the beat.
Yeah,
and,
or make it visual.
And like lots of aids, and I don't want to even have to bother with that. But another thing, and I'm judging a book by its cover a little bit here, but I watched several clips of it, and this dude uses like a guitar type deal as the weapon. And in every clip, it's the same guitar. And for some reason, any game where you use the same weapon, even if it's upgradable, use the same weapon the whole game, I won't play it.
Well, that's weird.
It's a weird picky thing I have.
I want you to understand something. That vibe that you just gave is the same vibe of the people who are like, I only watch movies if they're speaking English, because I don't want to listen to the subtitles. Listen to the subtitles, because I don't want to read the subtitles. You're denying yourself so much creative content by restricting yourself to something so silly. And it's not a guitar. It's a garbage disposal tool that magnifies scrap, but your character like manifests it as like a guitar. And the better you do on the combos, the more like real the guitar becomes, because it starts out just being like nuts and bolts and scrap and stuff. And then as you're getting combos and you're crushing it, it actually forms out a guitar, and then you drop out a riff. And when you beat the game, you can change the guitar. So what?
Well, I do like your missing out on a whole lot of beautiful art and content when you're the type of person that isn't willing to deal with subtitles, because that's a fight that I'm always on. It's,
yep.
I hate when people are like, I don't want to read it, because there's so much
good stuff.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to get past a game. It just, I lose interest, because they're like, the weapon is something I want there to be options. And something like Devil May Cry, it gets away with it, because there's like, you got Ebony and Ivory, the pistols, you've got Coyote, the shotgun, you've got, forgot the name of his sword,
the whip is, and the sword, yeah
but you've got a few, like you collect them throughout the game, and even if it's just 3, 4, 5 like in Devil May Cry, that's fine. But I can't do a game where it's just one all the way
through. Well the other thing about it though is that like your friends kind of become weapons in a way, so you basically have 3 different friends that you use to it's like a rock paper scissors thing. So sometimes you'll get a boss that has like a big shield. And so you got to use your buff dude to like punch the shield down. So you like drop him to punch the shield, and then you can actually combo him. Or they've got like an electric bubble, and you have a chick that shoots like pistols, these like electric kind of pistols, and she'll pop the bubble. And then you got another one that there's dudes that like throw fire on the ground, and this chick uses wind to like blow it away. So you got to do some things like that. But no, you are still just using this little whipping tool to beat everybody.
Yeah,
but it's worth it. I think it's good.
Maybe someday. I'm starting to get a backlog now, especially since I've been playing even more of the Hogwarts Legacy. And then, and by the way, it sold more copies now than any game since Red Dead 2, and that was 2018. So,
yep. It's a banger, boys. We ain't even lying.
It's got traction. Yeah. But it's going to take me probably a while to finish that, because I just meander like crazy and look at every single thing. But then if I do take on Elden Ring after that, being how grindy
you're not taking on Elden Ring. I'm going to tell you right now, I knowing you, you're not going to take on Elden Ring, dude. You're going to get, and I know that's probably, in a way, I'm passive.
I'm not necessarily going to argue with you.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm passive aggressively trying to make you go, you know what? Maybe I will. But yeah, I don't think you are. High five rush.
I think I will try, and maybe finish it. But woo! It's gonna be a.
All right, so I'm like, I mean, I'm down to like almost. This is gonna sound gross, but I'm almost down to like the backwash part of the soda. 3 out of 10, still all the way through. What about you over there?
I'm maintaining at 6 out of 10, but yeah, it. It's kind of run the gamut between like, oh, this is kind of sweet, kind of good. Oh, the aftertaste. Oh, you know what? I'm starting to like it a little bit. It's growing on me. And it's, I don't know. It's got.
Noxy, dude.
It's casting a spell on me. It tastes like tobacco juice, but I drink it again.
God, that's gross. It does kind of. I'm trying not to be nasty, but like, you know, like when someone spit in like a dip cup. It's got that same kind of color.
Oh, it's got that smell, that color.
It's, yeah.
It's that molasses. Taste a little bit.
Yeah. What is it? Molasses? Is that what that is?
It might be a little molasses-y.
I'm going to slam the rest of it. I mean, I got a little left. Hot jambalaya! You gotta be careful about that, you know?
They're gone.
Gentle. Okay.
And, next week we're going to.
We got another one.
We got another kind of gross one.
We'll see.
I'll make sure to get.
Next episode, we should say.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If for some reason people like our intermittent asides to the beverages,
Sody pop.
We'll keep doing them, and if they say keep doing them, I'll start getting things that taste better, I'll intermingle them. Yeah. These two are gonna be bad, and then if people want to keep hearing more, we'll start doing some that are maybe good. I don't know.
All right, so next thing we want to touch base on, I actually don't have a lot of visibility on this, so I'm kind of excited to hear about it, but it's the whole Ukraine and North Korea thing going on here. What do you got for us?
Okay, so these two things are not necessarily related, but Just separately, there are a couple things I wanted to note about Ukraine and North Korea, but we'll start with North Korea. So I saw an article that kind of rubbed me the wrong way the other day because I was like, on what merit do you think that? So the article was titled, "Despite Incredibly Aged Air Force, North Korea Still Poses a Threat to the United States." Or still keeps them on their toes. That's what it was.
You North Korea's nationalist.
Air Force still keeps them on their toes. And so that caused me to go, well, what is their Air Force? It sent me down a rabbit hole. Well, North Korea, and do you have the pictures pulled up?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay, so North Korea has about 300 aircraft in their Air Force or something to that effect.
How many do you think we have? Just in like...
Oh, thousands.
I was going to say just in like Maelstrom.
And none of them are like...
They're not decrepit
ancient aircraft. Like, we've got the B-52, which is the workhorse, and it's been around since the 50s.
Yeah, so what's the name of this first one?
It's been modified. So the first one is the MiG-21, and it makes up the majority of their attack fighters. And that's a 1950s Korean War era fighter, and that's the majority of their fighter fleet.
To describe this to you guys, it literally looks like if you've ever been on, like, a Boeing, right? You know how you've got, like, the little turbines, like, to the left and to the right? It's like the entire thing is just a turbine with some wings on the side of it. It doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a single engine, and it's built around that engine. It's when we first developed turbine engines.
And it also, I don't know what this thing is used for, but it has a jousting pole in front of it, which I think is great. Brings me back to the medieval times.
I believe that's and I could be wrong, and if somebody in comments somewhere wants to call me out, I've worked in aviation most of my adult life, and so I think I know what it is, but I could be wrong. I believe it's a probe for aerial refueling, which...
Oh!
Like, so, yeah. So okay, I think, like, maybe a hose comes down and hugs the end of that thing, and it gets some fuel, but I could be wrong.
I think it's so that they don't bump... I don't know. I was going to say, I think it's more probably just while it's stationary, it would get bumped before something. I don't know. Well, it looks weird. It looks like, it literally looks like a jousting pole. It's just like kind of poking out on the side there.
Back to keeping us on our toes.
Okay.
If they sent up every single one of those they had, say it was 100 or 99.
Okay.
The United States could send up
one F-22.
Well, no, the only almost the only reason they couldn't send up one is because it couldn't hold 99 missiles. But you could send up however many F-22s or F-35s held 99 missiles. So let's say it's 20 of them, and they would destroy these things from however many miles away the missile's range was. The MiG-21s wouldn't even be aware that they were being seen. They would just be the American pilots would just be like, 99 MiG-21s in the sky, 99 MiG-21s, shoot one down. These guys are clowns, 98 MiG-21s in the sky. Like, they would think it would be a joke to them. They would love it. They would
sky shanty.
Yeah, they'd be singing that sky shanty.
I wonder which would be harder to pop, that or our weather balloon.
The weather balloon would probably be similar to shooting down MiG-21s.
Similar.
So it's like, oh yeah, I knew this the first time.
Exposed.
Similar. Yeah. I don't know why I like to put a U in similar. I don't know.
Similar.
But yeah, it'd be dynamite fishing, and it would be
hey, doink 'em.
Just hilarious. Yeah. And that brings me to the second aircraft.
I was going to ask, what's this second propeller plane? This one looks like it probably not even detectable on radar.
Yeah, that thing would take up the whole radar. They would be concerned that their radar was broken. And it is the AN-2. It's a biplane. It's a cargo aircraft.
Wait, is this Russian?
Yeah.
It's got the hammer and sickle.
Both of these aircraft are Russian made.
Oh,
North Korea's
okay.
not
okay.
making their own anything.
Okay, fair enough.
And it's a AN-2. It's a cargo aircraft. It's a single engine combustion engine with a propeller, and it's a biplane. So that's the ones with like the two wings, like you saw, like Snoopy flying.
Yeah.
And this is their main cargo aircraft.
Snoopy was a ace pilot. You better watch out. Put Snoopy in one of those. He could probably take out an F-22.
Yeah, he'd mess people up on top of a house.
Yeah.
Like, he flew a house.
Oh, that's fair.
Doghouse. Yeah. They need Snoopy. Yeah.
Yeah.
but this is their main cargo aircraft. So this is their equivalent to our C-130.
Oh, this couldn't even get that high. probably.
No, it's a it's a naturally aspirated engine, so it couldn't breathe above like
a certain altitude
of a C-130.
Yeah. Once the oxygen got too low, it doinked out.
So keep them on their toes. I don't know who wrote that article, but
you should have looked at him, and then we could have given him a direct shout out. Do you know how planes work?
No, I'm just kidding.
No bullying. No cyberbullying.
Now, the one way they do keep us on our toes is they have nuclear weapons. That's the great equalizer. You could have a whole fleet of children's toys like they have, but if you have nuclear weapons, it causes people to
Nukes are wild, man.
And so, like, not even scared that they could do anything to the United States with the nukes, but the United States is at least tries to be responsible enough that, like, we're not going to antagonize them because we don't want them to lob one at the South Koreans and murder a whole country type deal. So, I mean, that's the only way that they're keeping us on our toes is they can cause a lot of destruction in a short amount of time with their neighbors. So, but their Air Force is just hilarious. The Ukraine, the latest news that I saw is they're starting to capture more and more Russian soldiers. Uh-huh. And so they're getting their stories. And so they're
like the stories of the Russian soldiers.
Yeah. The Russian soldiers are saying like, this is how things are going. It's insane.
Oh, they're like, they're straight up
like going over there. Like they're telling us to do this. Like it's crazy. And so apparently, have you seen the movie Enemy at the Gates with Jude Law?
It's been a long time.
Okay, so that's about the battle of Stalingrad or Leningrad. I don't know which one it was at the time. History buffs are gonna kill me on that one. But the Russian soldiers were just going like they're just trying to overwhelm the Germans with numbers. And so like they were giving one guy a gun with a clip in it, and the next guy would only get a clip.
And when the like, guy would die, when he'd pick died, up the gun. I remember that. Yeah. It was the beaches of Normandy, wasn't it?
No. The Normandy was the United States and their allies. They had plenty of guns. But there's the Battle of Stalingrad. And they were just going out wave after wave after wave after wave. And eventually they finally were able to overcome it. Well, they're using those tactics again. Only like stuff like that doesn't work now.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that was so crazy about that, I read, there's a really good YouTuber. I need to find him again. I forgot his name, but he does a lot of like historical, kind of correlations between like how these like crazy things that happened back in the past affected, nations in the future. And one of the ones about Russia was actually because they lost so many men in like World War II. They actually had this like really bad declining like birth rate, right? Because there just weren't men. And then when Ukraine, you know, gets split off, that's even more of like their Russian. So if they're trying that tactic again, it's definitely gonna fail miserably, right?
Yeah, they've got the most attrition, and a lot of these things are guesses. There are people on the outside looking in,
of course.
No one wants to be there for these two countries shit show. It's sounding like the attrition is like World War I trench warfare levels, and that's what they're doing. The Russians have trenches, and they'll fill the trenches with, at this point, convicts and people that have never held a gun in their life, and they'll just say, all right, run across that field shooting at those other guys in that other trench.
That's wild.
And if these guys refuse, they're being shot by the Russian commanders. Ugh. And so they're just running over there screaming, and only about like a quarter of them make it and then get captured. But these waves keep coming and coming and coming and coming. And so they're gaining, their goal is to gain kilometers a day, but they're gaining just a few meters a day. And so, and they're, losing soldiers right. So like it's going to be a matter of, does Ukraine run out of bullets or does Russia run out of people bodies that have never fought before? Yeah. Just warm bodies.
That sucks, man.
And yeah, so it's nuts. It's nuts that they're that desperate.
It blows my mind that it's like, we're in the 2000s and we're still, I don't know.
It's just that type of warfare, especially.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. I mean, just in general, it's like, come on guys, let's get it together. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Russia is a really old-fashioned type of warfare, and they've got modern weaponry. They've got modern aircraft, not as many as they like to lead people to believe, but they're also terrified to send them over Ukraine because Ukraine has decent air defenses.
Okay.
And Russia's already, Russia's lost half of their tanks. They've lost almost 200,000 soldiers. They've lost tons of support equipment. And so they're like, well, what do we have left? We have like some state-of-the-art fighter jets. What if we lose those? We're nobody.
We're in trouble. Well, because that's the thing is like, if you think of it from a strategic point, right? It's like you're utilizing all of these resources on what you determined to be a weaker and smaller opponent. And it's like, if you continue to utilize these resources again, I'm just trying to get in the headset of like a guy who's trying to, you know, you're Vladimir Putin, right? Like one of the things that's probably going in his head is if I use all of my shit on this weaker opponent, I already look pretty bad. But if I use all of this shit, NATO, the United States, anyone that he would consider to be a potential enemy now has an opportunity to dive in and you know, carve a swath. So it's like, I could see, but to send your convicts out, that's rough, man. I don't know. That's, it blows my mind that the human condition, like we can literally ask our phone a question, but we're still like, I want to murder that guy. You know, I want what he has. It's just, it blows my mind. I don't know. It's wild. I feel like technology is almost advancing faster than our emotional maturity, if that makes sense. Like as a race overall, if that makes sense. Not like,
yeah, that's true. Even in really highly technologically advanced countries, it's the people that are able to utilize that technology are not as mature as the technology.
Yeah.
But that leads me to a second point: just how childish you. Like powerful people in Russia and North Korea, how childish they are. Like the constant lies, like Putin sold to his whole country that the reason we did this is because they're all Nazis. They're modern day Nazis. And those people just eat it up and it's a lie. And he'll lose 10,000 soldiers and he'll say, we only lost seven. It's like, you're an adult, first of all. And there's a lot of satellites. There's a lot of data. There's spies. There's ways to disprove you.
You can't suppress it all.
It's like a child. It's like a child lying to an adult. And it amazes me that there's world leaders doing that. And other childish things they do. The last thing I have on North Korea is he just recently announced, and he waited till she was 10 years old, but Kim Jong-un has a daughter, and his daughter's name... Kim Jong-un's daughter, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it doesn't matter. But his daughter's name, he just decided at 10 years old that no other woman in North Korea, baby all the way up to 100, is allowed to have the same name as his daughter.
What? So he like banned the name.
Yeah.
Is it a common name? Is it a popular name? Or is it like... Elon's kid.
Yeah, no.
Cosine tangent 72.
It's, I know that it at least exists in the general population.
Okay. Fair.
Because the next thing they did, at first I was like, is there, they can like kill him?
Oh, like the other ones?
Really quiet in the room when he announced that? But no, they're going to require everyone to legally change their name to something else.
So they can't be Carol anymore. They'd have to be like...
Yeah, I think it's Kim Jue is what her name is, Jue.
Okay.
The assumption is that they want to do that because in North Korea, the leader is considered a mystical figure.
Okay,
like Kim Jong-un's dad like told the whole country that he didn't poop, and they believed him till the day he died that he was above that, like he didn't poop or something.
Was it like that with the Dalai Lama or something?
I don't know.
It was like the embodiment, the embodiment of a god kind of thing. Like you're a, what do they call that when you're...
A deity, a saint?
Well, yeah, like a deity, but it's like you're... I don't know. I can't think of the word. I'll think of it and then I'll say it. Randomly, okay.
So they're
conduit. You're like a conduit.
To a
higher plane of existence. And that's, utilize that conduit.
I think they can, or beyond that, I think they consider themselves to be
the actual, and
I think that's why they're doing it. And that's why, different researchers and whatnot are saying that they want to create a kind of like a mystical reputation for her. Like, okay, if she has a name that other people have, then she's just another person. She's the only person in the whole country with that name, then she's something special.
Yeah, she's the
Fergie, so that's what they're trying to do.
Share.
They think they're creating like a line of succession type deal here.
Yeah. Why not just use a unique name then, you know?
Well, he didn't think of it 10 years ago and now he's all just right. Having to.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Also, I don't know, maybe they didn't have their line of succession figured out back then. I don't know.
Double back on the homework. That's fair.
Right. All right. Well, that's all I have on those two jokers.
Well,
good luck to the Ukrainians. That's rough, but I'm sure we'll have more news on that as that goes forward.
Things go through. Did you hear anything about anything else getting shot down? No more crazy stuff? No more planes?
No, the latest thing I saw, and this was kind of disappointing to me, was a hobbyist group, like a hobbyist like weather balloon group said, I think one of those might have been ours.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I hate to say it, but I'm glad it's not aliens, man. Because aliens would be pissed. I'd be pissed if someone shot down my alien balloon.
I would hope that they would assume that that's what we would do and just be like, well, you know,
hey, that's alien, so they, which means that's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
That's showbiz, baby. All right, well, I think that's we're about 45 minutes, so I think we can go ahead and shut it down. So
that's
all you got?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that about wraps everything we have for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And remember,
don't be a bear rug. Don't do it. You'll regret it. But seriously, thanks, everyone. And we hope you tune in next time. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, be sure to visit our site at thebearrugs.com for additional episodes. We have all of our socials listed there. You know what they are. Give us a like, share, comment. If you're part of the older crowd, Pony Express that shit if you have to. Thanks for listening, everyone.